We know that the impacts of COVID-19 have certainly been felt across the board in a lot of different ways. And it's meant for some families, well, you're probably not going to be able to get together this year, or it may be much harder than what it has been in the past. Now, the Northern Territory Primary Health Network has launched a series of holiday messages and a campaign to really try to help people care for their mental health. And joining me on the line right now to tell us a little bit more is Jill Yearsley, the CEO of the Northern Territory Primary Health Network. Good morning to you, Jill.
Morning, Katie.
Oh, no, I apologise that we're running late this morning, Jill. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the Primary Health Network is doing to help people to focus a little bit more on their mental health over the festive season?
Yeah, thanks, Katie. Look, we're partnering with our colleagues in the Northern Territory Government and in AMSANT, and we've got a website called the Mental Health NT website, which is really a one-stop shop, really, for people to just click on and get information about where they can go to find really relevant services relating to what their specific needs are. We put some examples up. We put bus wraps around the city in Darwin and in Alice, and we've also got them on our web pages and on social media for people to access too.
Jill, we're just having a little bit of trouble hearing you, but just, I guess we know that it's been such a tough couple of years for so many people, and over the Christmas period there is that real uncertainty at the moment as to whether people will be able to travel away to see their families and whether they are going to be able to connect to their families that maybe they haven't been able to see for quite some time. What are some of the important things that we need to sort of to know and to really try to focus on?
That's a really good point, Katie. I think it's really about finding ways to remain connected. You know, we've got lots of digital technology now. We've got telephones. We've got internet. We can engage with people. We don't necessarily have to be in the same room as them, or in the same state, which, given some of the complexities around travel this year, are going to be really problematic. So really being able to connect with people and engage with them in a meaningful way, but also about taking some time to look after yourself. Mm-hmm. It's been a tough year for so many people. Things like getting outside, going for some exercise, enjoying some fresh air, going to eat some nice food somewhere, play some good music, call a friend for a chat. Go and see someone, sit on the beach and watch the beautiful vistas that we have here in the Northern Territory. Just take some space to think about what's going on in your life and just reflect and relax. Try not to be too rushed.
Yeah, it has been such a tough time, I think, for so many people, and that uncertainty really sort of contributes to it. So I think that is good advice. And you know, just taking that time for yourself to really try to look after yourself, your mental health, of course.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of expectation always attached to the Christmas or the festive period. And there's a lot of imagery that we see in media and around us, and the expectation that people should be happy and enjoying themselves. And for so many people, it's a tough time for so many different reasons. And I think it's really important that we recognise that and we understand that it's okay not to feel okay and give ourselves space to go and get some assistance or help or time.
Now, the website is obviously mentalhealthnt.com.au, and it will help to guide people through a range of local resources and support that they can head to get some additional, I guess, like it says there, additional resources and find out locally where they can maybe go.
Yes, that's right. And it's about engaging with people that you know locally. So we've collaborated with local AFL NT to get some footy messages for the social media messaging, so that you can hear people that might have a voice that reminds you of who you are and where you are. And also about those people with multicultural needs. We've worked with people in the Office of Multicultural Affairs, and there are some radio messages and messaging in language which are being put out through our remote regions. So they can also engage in ways that makes them feel more connected to their communities.
Mm. Oh, Jill, I think it's a good thing to do. And like I say, I know that there are a lot of people that, you know, that the festive season isn't so festive, particularly after what's been a difficult couple of years. So I think this is really important.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's just about giving each other a bit of space and time and allowing ourselves to enjoy our time away from the office, maybe, but also just to, you know, not to put too much expectations on yourself or those around you, and just try to enjoy the time that you have to relax.
Yeah, good advice. Jill Yearsley, the CEO of the Northern Territory Primary Health Network, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Katie. It's always good to talk.
Thank you.